man.
Oh, because you have to act like kind of like a bitch. If you walk around and like, if I was hanging out with 22-year-old girls, which
yeah,
respect if I was.
That'd be sick. I hung out with a 17-year-old tonight.
You did in the back of the green room. That was
Hot. Oh, by the way, Bay, if you're listening, she was a contestant at Philly's Funniest. I wasn't hanging out with a 17-year-old.
And she was not even that hot.
No, she wasn't.
Yeah. Fuck. Anyway.
she was just a fucking chubby seven. She was chubby. She was a little chubby.
I mean, she was.
For a lady, she was chubby. For a modern lady.
Okay. I'm going to put myself out in the fucking NASA spacesuit into this realm of this question and say, I would have smashed. Granted, a year from now. You know what I mean?
Oh, fuck, dude. Did it's I get like, the equipment?
No, you didn't get the equipment. All right. It would have been like in Belly. I was just telling someone about this. Oh, in Belly. I just
spit up my fucking drink, dude.
You spit your sighty.
I just fucking let you fucking sit on that grenade, dude. That's so funny. It was a 17-year-old girl who tried helium or tried stand-up tonight. And you were just
already
like,
talking about, well, I'd have waited.
I would have fucked her. God damn, dude.
But I'm just saying, like, there's an inherent. If she was 30, I don't know. I'm not going down into this.
Let it go, dude. Give me that last sighty.
So basically, it would have been like DMX from Belly. Where, like, the girl's just sucking his dick.
Well, that was the hottest story ever.
The girl's too young, so he only lets her suck his dick. Just so she can learn.
Papi, dude, that's too much.
All right, no. Sorry.
She was, boy, the wheels are coming off, dude.
All right, let's
slow this thing down.
It's an hour and 12 minutes in. What you want?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think we have a lot of explaining to do on that last hot take you had.
I think everyone knows what I'm talking about. There is... All right, I'm gonna throw it out there.
Plus, I just opened a fresh sighty. Let me finish this sighty.
Take your time. Fucking stretch out. So if there's basically... All right, so if we judge beauty by facial symmetry...
Oh, fuck, dude. I thought we were going to talk about fucking
no,
good,
I have to,
good,
I have
good,
to explain
good helium, dude.
I gotta
do
explain
not
this.
Want you talking about
if we judge
a 17-year-old.
Beauty, no. If we judge... come on. Let's stop pretending like that's not okay.
What?
If we judge beauty by facial symmetry,
like that's not
right?
Okay.
If we judge beauty by facial symmetry... A 17-year-old with less facial symmetry is still hotter than a 30-year-old with the same lack of facial symmetry. And it's just because, you know, she's 17. I don't know. I'm done. I quit.
No. Look,
it's true.
You're fine.
Your DNA is fucking.
Here's the problem.
All right, I'm not going to defend this.
Look,
I'm sorry.
Here's why fucking a 17-year-old is illegal. All right? It's not because they're not hot.
Okay.
It's because they're dumb.
Okay, fair
enough.
And
it's illegal to trick them into fucking you. So other men made this law that were like, well, I have a daughter.
Yeah.
The last thing I need is some fucking...
loser 40-year-old.
Yeah, some basement dwellers making a podcast.
Being like, I can drive. And they're like, holy fuck.
I actually won this contest last year. Yeah, there's rules against that.
Makes sense.
Not because she's not hot.
So we basically had to make rules because they're so hot.
We had to make rules to be like, all right, at 18, them being dumb is on them.
Well, you got to let...
Up until 18, they're dumb. It's on you to be like, all right, they're stupid until 18.
Well, they're also, at 18, they're so hot that laws don't even apply. It's
at
like,
18, laws, yeah.
You can't. That's just like, that's a fence you just can't build.
That's the fucking Fifth Amendment.
What is that? You can fuck an 18-year-old?
The Fifth Amendment was like, at 18, they're super hot.
I still, as much shit as I talk, I can never fuck an 18-year-old.
No, that'd be fucking horrific, dude.
I let one sit on my face, but I wouldn't... I'm sorry, dude.
Jesus.
I mean, all right, I couldn't. I know I couldn't. If she didn't speak English fluently, I probably could. I'm sorry. I'll get out of here. I'll jump out.
No, you're fine. Keep talking. Get me fucking hard.
That's gay. I'm being gay.
Damn, dude, how fucked up are you? You have two of these ladies, dude. You're a little rowdy.
I'm fucking... I mean, dude, let's just be real, though. Let's be real.
No, I'm glad you're being real. I'm glad you're being very honest.
I
think honesty
hot,
is
dude.
Lost on a lot of
18-year-olds are like...
I'm not talking about fucking 17-year-olds.
Well, okay.
I'm talking about comedy. I think there was a very real... discussion back there that I think,
and it got derailed by fucking dudes, pussy fucking dudes getting ass, and then I started being like,
pussy
fucking
dudes,
17-year-old or whatever.
Well, I think the Beatles sang a song about old 17-year-olds.
They all banged 17-year-olds.
Yeah, everybody sang.
Dude,
I mean,
17 was fucking. That was like.
That's what we're talking about. We're talking about Penny Lane. I watched Almost Famous.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
And Penny Lane was like 16 in that.
That's what they did.
She was still hot.
I mean, dude.
Yeah, yeah. We let's just end this discussion. We
it's both, a slippery slope.
We
it's
both.
Tough.
It's very 18-year-olds
are hot.
Super
18-year-olds are hot, right?
And we they're both legal. Agree on this.
They're legal. We so you're telling agree. Me a 17-and-a-half-year-old isn't just as
we
hot as an 18-year-old? All right, sorry.
We both agree on this.
But then where
so
do you cut it off?
So we can just put it to bed.
Where do you cut it off?
Rationally.
You just live by the law. That's what laws are for.
Exactly.
You go, all right.
Exactly.
I know she's hot. I just have to wait 6 months and not be a total animal.
Also,
I'm still kind of a piece of shit for dating her.
Also,
I'm a total piece of shit for
the law is there, and normal humans don't have to worry about it. There's not a fucking 40-year-old that's like, man, all these hot 18-year-olds are
high
trying
school
to fuck
teachers,
me.
Dude.
All right, high school teachers have to worry about it.
God bless you guys.
But
I would never do that.
Other than superstars and high school teachers. No adult has to worry about fucking an 18-year-old.
Fucking like Wawa shift managers, they get thrown like.
True.
If you're like a if you have like a fucking kitted out
Menial
Honda Civic,
fucking yeah.
If you have a kitted out Honda Civic and you're like the one kind of in charge of the fucking like fat ladies who are making sandwiches in the graveyard shift, there's a lot of 18-year-olds that want to suck your dick.
Yep. Oh, so, I'd like to get off this subject.
If you're like, if you're a Wawa manager with like gauge earrings and like a fast Subaru. You're getting some fucking. You gotta check IDs. That's all I'm gonna
cigarettes.
Say. We'll leave it there.
Yep. You got a couple of black and mild vapes.
You got some fucking Captain Morgan private stock on top of your freezer. The fucking.
Whoo! Now you're getting me hard, dude.
Whoo! Baby, you got your tongue pierced. You're a 30-year-old man with your tongue pierced, and you're fucking cracking the whip at Wawa.
Yep.
Check those IDs.
Yep.
Or if you're, you know, whatever. I'm off the topic. You catch me next week at Wawa.
June 10th at Wawa.
June 10th, I'll be lowering my Honda Civic and putting ground effects on the bottom of it.
True.